Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 15th of September, and on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1530, and we remember the appearance of the miraculous portrait of St. Dominic in Calabria, Italy. Dominic de Guzman had been born in Spain in the 12th century, and he'd become a canon of the cathedral at Osma, where there was an attempt to revive the apostolic common life that had been described in the Acts of the Apostles. A canon originally was a priest living with others in a clergy house, and later in one of the houses within the precinct of a cathedral or other major church, and conducted their life according to the customary discipline or rules of the church. This way of life grew common, and it's first documented in the 8th century. And in the 11th century, some churches required clergy thus living together to adopt the rule first proposed by St. Augustine, that they renounce private wealth. Those who embraced this change were known as Augustinians, or canons regular, while those who did not were known as secular canons. On a journey through France with his bishop, Dominic came face to face with the then popular Albigensian heresy at Languedoc. The Albigensians, which meant the pure ones, had a simple and dualistic view of the world, which they split into good and evil. All matter was evil, hence they had developed a heretical Christology, denying that Jesus had become a human being, and thus negating the doctrine of the incarnation. And they refuted the sacraments. And on the same principle, they abstained from procreation and they took a minimum of food and drink. And soon this extreme evolved an inner circle, which led what some people regarded as a heroic life of purity and asceticism, which is not shared by the ordinary followers. Dominic was commissioned to be part of a preaching crusade against it. He saw immediately why their preaching was not succeeding. The ordinary people admired and followed the ascetical heroes of the Albigensians. Understandably, they were not impressed by the Catholic preachers, the famous ones who travelled with horses and retinues and stayed at the best inns and had servants. Dominic, therefore, with three Cistercians, began itinerant preaching according to the gospel ideal. And he continued this work for 10 years, and with his fellow preachers gradually formed a community. In 1215, he founded a religious house at Toulouse, and this was the beginning of the Order of Preachers, or the Dominicans. Dominic's ideal was in preaching to pass on the fruits of contemplation, or to speak only of God or with God. The spread of the rosary and Marian devotion is attributed to the preaching of Dominic and has been at the heart of the Dominican order for centuries, and they are seen as instrumental in spreading devotion to the rosary and emphasizing belief in the power of the rosary. Saint Dominic is one of the few historical figures after whom two sovereign countries are named, Dominica and the Dominican Republic. And the capital of the latter, Santo Domingo, also bears his name. 200 years later, members of the Dominican order had founded a friary at Soriano Colabro in Italy's deep south, on the arch at the foot of the boot of Italy. There seems to be no record that Dominic himself ventured further south in Italy than Rome. However, soon A town grew up around the friary, and in 1530 the friars began to display for public veneration a portrait of the founder of their order, Dominic de Guzman. The origin of the painting was shrouded in mystery, but soon the locals developed a strong devotion to the image and miracles began to be associated with it. In the early 17th century, Silvestro Frangipani, a Dominican, invested the painting and wrote a book about it. And several senior members of his order gave it their imprimators. See the pod of September the 6th. And Frangipani's investigation was published in 1634. It contained an explanation of its unusual origin. It happened that during the night before the octave of the Nativity of the Madonna, in the year of our Lord, 1530, the sacristan of Soriano had risen, as was his custom, at 3 o'clock in the morning to light the church lamps. Three ladies of wonderful appearance, the first of whom seemed much afflicted by grief, finding the door unlocked, entered, and their leader, her grief turning into joy, asked, "What church might this be?" The sacristan replied, "This church is dedicated to Saint Dominic, but we have no paintings on the walls except for that crude depiction of him behind the altar." The venerable matron said, "So that your church may have another icon, take this and give it to your superior, and then tell him to place it above the altar." With great reverence, the sacristan accepted the gift and brought it to his superior. And when the superior and two other brothers came to the church, the ladies were nowhere to be seen. One of them later said, "While I knelt in prayer, St. Catherine the Virgin appeared to me and said, 'I, together with the Virgin Mother of God and the Magdalene, have conferred this favour upon you.'" After it was hung in a place other than the one specified by the woman, the following morning it would be back in its proper place, and no fewer than 1,600 miracles were reliably attributed to its presence within the space of 78 years. In 1644, Pope Innocent XII ordered a feast day on the 15th of September to commemorate its origin and its properties. But Pius X changed the feast to Our Lady of Sorrows. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow if you can as we look at how a bishop in France trapped one of the earliest serial killers. To make our archive easier to access, we've started to group our podcast into themes. So if you visit www.pogp.net, the second group on literature is going up this week, from Shakespeare to Dante. If you'd like to give any feedback, you can email us on pogppod@gmail.com. And if you have time, please subscribe and share the podcast with friends. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.